This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm May Ortega. Denver Public Schools minimum wage workers will soon see a pay hike. CPR education reporter Jenny Brundine has more.
Classroom aides, known as paraprofessionals, will earn at least $20 per hour by next month. Then all minimum wage workers will see the same pay bump by the 2024-25 school year. Paraprofessionals rallied this summer, saying they couldn't live on the current $15.87 hourly rate in Denver. The district announced it reached agreements with four unions representing bus drivers, patrol officers, custodians, and food service employees. Jenny Brundine, CPR News.
Several performing arts companies are canceling performances as COVID-19 makes another surge. The Colorado Shakespeare Festival in Boulder and the Central City Opera have recently canceled some shows, though officials are hopeful they can resume soon. Other companies that have postponed or canceled shows include the Lake Dillon Theater Company and the Creed Repertory Theater. Coloradans who have tickets to any show should check with the venue for updated protocols. Colorado Parks and Wildlife is placing an emergency fishing restriction on a northeast reservoir. The state says high irrigation demands have caused water levels to drop at Jumbo Reservoir. District Wildlife Manager Kyle Gordon says the restriction is issued to prevent the loss of fish.
We don't have much water or any water running into Jumbo right now. Typically, it won't be till about October time when we'll see any water running in from the South Platte into Jumbo.
Parks and wildlife officials expect water levels to be normal at Jumbo Reservoir later this year. The restriction runs from sunrise to sunset. You're listening to CPR News and KRCC.